Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nun Gimel, Nazir 53a, pagination is 105, will start from four lines up from the bottom, actually three lines up from the bottom, with the words Etzem Kisaora, dealing with a bone, described as being the size of a barley, a very small bone from a dead body. Now, in the laws of Tumah, the laws of ritual purity and impurity, the primary forms that we encounter the most are maga, touching the dead item, masa, carrying the dead item, even if you don't touch it, but the weight is there that you're holding it. And ohel, that a person is under the same roof as the dead item. Depending on the item, it may have some of these, but not all of these types of tumah. For example, the Rambam in the third perek of Tumas Meis writes that the items that are metame with all three methods, maga, masa, and ohel, touching, lifting, and roofing under the same roof. An example of this is Eiver min hameis sheyesh aleihem basar karoi, the limb of a dead body that has flesh on it. In contrast, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that there are other things that are mitama b'maga uvamasa, touching and lifting, ve'ein mitamin ba'oel, but would not have the tuma of roof. And he gives an example. Eva min ames shechoser b'soro o'atzmo. A limb from a dead body that is missing the flesh that's required, or it's missing a part of the limb, then it would only be metame, maga, and masa. And another very straightforward example is etzem afilu kisaora, a bone, even if it is just like a barley, it would be metame, but it would only be metame b'mago uvamasa, touching or lifting, but not b'ohel, not with the tuma of the same roof. And that's what we find in our Gemara over here, developing and discussing the list that was in our Mishnah Memtes Amud Beis. Etzem kisaora, a bone like a barley, coming from a dead body, de'almago v'almaso in, touching and lifting is going to be metame, va'al ahilo lo. But on roofing, on being under the same tent or the same roof, that it would not cause tuma. When we did the Mishnah, people naturally wondered if the limb is metame, but every little bone is also metame, so what's the difference? Difference is, tumas ohel is only going to be present by an entire limb. Let's move on to the last words on the page, v'chatzi kav atzamos. One of the cases of tuma mentioned in the Mishnah was a half, a kav, a certain measure, of atzamos of bones. And this amount is going to create even tumas ohel, even the tuma of the tent, of the roof. So the Gemara says, chatzi kav atzamos in, if you have half a kav of bones, then it's going to qualify for this upgraded ohel, even the roof type of tuma. But rova atzamos lo, but if you have only a quarter of a kav of atzamos of bones, then it's not going to get upgraded to the level of ohel, of tent of being under the same roof. And the Gemara wonders, Hey Chidomi, what's your case? Ilema de isbahon atzamos kesaora. If we have over here bones like the size of the barley, tepuk lemishum etzem kesaora, then either way it's going to be metame with maga and masa simply because it's the size of a barley. What is this interim level of a quarter of a kav of atzamos, that there's some level of relevance and significance to tell me that it's going to be metame b'maga uvamasa with touching and lifting? Once it's not a half a kav and doesn't get ohel, so then anything less is metame b'maga uvamasa simply because it includes any one bone. Again, what's the significance of rova hakav, a quarter of a kav of atzamos? And the Gemara answers, Ela de ikmach akmuche. The case is that it was ground into dust, and the bones that were being presented over here had been ground into dust. So we have three different levels. If a bone is intact, so then maga masa, touching and lifting, is automatically going to be present because it's an etzem. It's a bone like a barley. If it's a chatzi kav atzamos, half a kav of atzamos, the other extreme, so then it would get even tumas ohel, the tuma of the tent, of being under the same roof. The purpose of rova hakav atzamos, a quarter kav atzamos, is the case of ikmach akmuche, where it's been ground into like a flour consistency, and it's not going to be metame ba'ohel, because it's not a chatzi kav, but it is going to be metame b'maga uvamasa with touching and lifting. And going back to the Gemara's question, but it includes one bone. It's a quarter kav. It includes one bone. Answer is it didn't include one bone, and therefore required its own category. And that category is that had it been a bone, even like a barley would be metame. But over here, since it's ground, only when you reach rova hakav, a quarter of a kav, will it indeed be metame b'maga uvamasa, but it still will not be metame b'ohel, with the tent type of tuma, until it has a chatzi kav atzamos. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.